Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to day number 3 of 90 Day Challenge to Grow a Podcast Business to Making $100,000, and we are on day number 3. And this is going to be so incredible because there's so many different things that I'm discovering, so many new lessons that I've learned. And don't forget, this is my 4th attempt trying to grow a podcast business. So it's going to be great. We're going to go over what we have been doing over the last couple of days, last 3 days, and why that's important and what I'm focusing on in order for me to really grow this business and really put myself out there even more. And so that's what we're going to talk about. We're diving deep, and make sure you got your notepad, your pen, because today we're going in deep on the lessons that I've learned from day 1, day 2, and day 3. I'm going to do a full recap, but I am going to recap the last 3 days and the lessons that I've learned. So, first thing first, I do want to say the lesson I've learned, and I appreciate the whoever just gave me a heart. I can't see it on there, so I apologize for not saying the name. So, I do apologize. However, I see the heart. I see you on here. I appreciate you for coming on. And the one thing that I discovered yesterday for day number 2 was that when I went out in the public, I had my tripod. Actually, my tripod is right here. Hold on. My tripod is right here, right? I had my tripod. Make it smaller. Hold on. I had my tripod yesterday. There we go. I had my tripod yesterday, and it was the tripod and my camera on there. In fact, I need to charge my batteries just to make sure everything's good. I digress. And as I was putting it together, I'm like, all right, okay, so cool. I'm going out to different businesses to talk to them. I'm still going to do it, but I'm going to be reaching out to business owners to see, like, what are they struggling with? What are they struggling with when it comes to getting more customers, when it comes to, like, really just promoting their business and sharing their story. And so when I went out yesterday, that was my goal. I'm going to go talk to a couple business owners. And as I'm speaking to them, I'm going to try to document it. I'm going to try to record it. And don't get me wrong, I was nervous. I was extremely nervous because I'm literally going into a restaurant, going into an establishment. I have my tripod and my camera, like, right there in front of me, and I'm like, dang, like, I don't want nobody to say nothing, because, like, I'm recording. In addition to that, I have to be okay with really putting myself out there. I have to not only speak to my ideal customers, but I have to show the process, show the grind, and show everything that I'm doing, because until I discover the lesson, until I discover the growth, until I really grow a business from this, I have to be consistent. I have to do the uncomfortable. And that's one thing I recognized yesterday, is that it's uncomfortable to record yourself live, to record yourself in general. But what I recognize is that it was something that I was already preparing for. I have the skill set. I have the confidence to help entrepreneurs share their story so more people can learn about their business, their backstory, and everything that they did to get to where they are today. So I have to get out of myself. I have to get out of my head, out of my thoughts, and stop overthinking the process. As I recognize I was overthinking the process, I discovered that I'm speaking to entrepreneurs. I discovered I'm speaking to people who have made something from nothing, and they started with the dream. They failed so much, and they discovered so much. But one thing and how that helped me is that I have to position myself as a confident person that's willing to learn more about the entrepreneur story, which I already do through Failures Knowledge Podcast. In addition to that, it's more so just me learning how to present it, me learning how to communicate to the right people, and me learning how to get, you know, the problems that people are struggling with, that entrepreneurs are struggling with when it comes to business, when it comes to growing their business through podcasting. And so that was a major lesson, major lesson, major lesson, major lesson. I don't think if I would have went out, if or since I did go out, I don't think I would have not have learned that lesson. I think that lesson would have came in due time. But I'm glad I did go out there, because now the lesson came quickly. And so what I'm going to start doing even more is going out in public, going to different businesses, going to different, not just one particular business. I'm talking about restaurants. I'm talking about plumbers. I'm talking about any type of entrepreneur that's out there. I'm going to speak to you. So just get ready. My goal is to to spotlight your business. In order for me to do that, I have to go out and meet the people. I have to go out to different events where they are already hanging out. I've learned this from from a book called Traffic Secrets. Now everything is making sense. And I recently learned that if you're trying to serve everyone, you're serving no one. And shout out to AxiZone, because they taught me that lesson. And to this day, I repeat that lesson every single day, because people have a story. People has can be spotlighted. In addition to that, if that's not my ideal customer, which are people, you know, I have to be more specific. I have to be more focused. I have to communicate to a certain type of people. Like, for instance, I play football. If I wanted to talk to football players, I would go to where football players are hanging out at. I would go to football camps, football training camps, teams, and so on and so forth. And I didn't recognize it when I started my journey a half a decade ago. I started learning more about it when I started going to different business cohorts and so on and so forth. And so that's what has taken place. That's what has happened. And now we're going to talk about what is going on throughout this challenge and what to look out for, what to look forward to. And we're just diving deep with it. We're going deep with it, because one thing that a lot of people struggle with is understanding business. In fact, when I started business, I learned more about business probably a year ago, that social media or podcasting can be a business. But now it's just understanding the language, the work behind it, and why that needs to be conducted a certain type of way. And so learning that helped me understand and build more confidence around everything that I'm doing. And so we're diving deep with it. All right, there we go. All right, so let me go ahead and share my screen, because we diving deep today. I just saw a post that said that it was an old post. I think I had saved it, but it said that Jay-Z asked about, there was a tweet going around or a post going around that, would you rather have dinner with Jay-Z or take $500,000? And then Jay-Z in the post, it said Jay-Z was like, that's a bad business move. If you're getting $500,000 and you just want to sit with me, you might as well just go take that $500,000, because there's no guarantee that I'm going to sit with you. But that's a guarantee that you can get that $500,000. So that post from Jay-Z had the internet going crazy. It had it going crazy. And so That just was a random tangent that I just saw, random little post that I saw, and I wanted to see it. Hey, bro, how are you? What's going on, man? I'm doing pretty well. How you doing, man? Samir, I think I said that right. All right, so let me know if y'all can see my notes on the screen. Let me know if y'all can see the notes on the screen. There we go. Don't tell me it's dead. Okay. Oh, I say, dang. There we go. Let me know if y'all can see the screen. There we go. Can y'all see that? Let me know if y'all can see this. It's nothing on it yet, but can y'all see the screen on here? So day 3 of 90 day challenge. Alright, boom. Alright, so I do want to go over like a couple things because what I'm about to start doing live is really just demonstrating what I'm going to be doing to grow a podcast business. What I'm going to be documenting, I'm going to be communicating, going to be explaining, and showing everything that's going to be taking place. And so this is going to be so incredible because now I have my ideal audience are entrepreneurs just focusing on your business. Absolutely. Just focus on my business, bro. That's exactly what we're doing. And I'm just bringing y'all along the journey and just explaining like everything that's going on thus far. And so as you probably know, I'm in the podcast business, I'm in the podcast space where we highlight entrepreneur story. Where we spotlight entrepreneur story so that way they can get more customers and grow their business. And so wasn't always this clear. In addition to that, I had to learn more about the customers that I'm serving, how I can help them, how I can serve them even more and over-deliver on the value that I can bring to them. And so that's what we're going to go over today. And so my audience are entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs. And the reason why they are my audience is because I'm them. Me. That's the community I'm a part of. Boom, boom, boom. Community are, put it right here. Bring it down. Entrepreneurs. And so I can talk to different people. I can talk to different communities. In addition to that, if I want to have focus and clarity behind everything that I'm doing, I need to have more focus on the customers that I'm serving. Yes, in addition to that, entrepreneurs, they have different industries. I'm in the podcast media industry, I can serve podcasters. I can serve restaurant people, restaurateurs, people who are entrepreneurs who own restaurants. I can serve people who are in the home services. I can serve people in the real estate services. I can help business owners spotlight their story through any industry. And I'm like, dang, like that is a great lesson. Entrepreneurs, CEOs, executives, and so on and so forth. And so it's so incredible because this challenge right here, my fourth attempt of growing a podcast business, it's not that I'm all over the place anymore. I have more focus on who I would like to serve, how I can help them, and now I just need to speak to more people. I need to speak to more customers. I really need to do it more often because now I have the focus. And so what this is going to do is going to position me as a premium. I think I spelled premium right. Premium podcasters. because I wanna focus on spotlighting stories. And that's what we're gonna be doing. And in fact, a couple weeks ago, or not even a couple weeks ago, when I did the third 90-day challenge, I was helping entrepreneurs to launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. The thing around that was that it doesn't take a lot to grow your podcast. I mean, I'm sorry, it doesn't take a lot to start your podcast or to launch your podcast. What the challenge comes from is that you have to understand once you launch your podcast, now you have to do it more consistently. You have to do it daily. You have to have a routine behind your podcast. And so if you're not doing and focusing on it every single day, you can't necessarily get and grow your podcast. And so as I'm recognizing that, I'm in a program, in this Access Zone Incubate program, where we get around other like-minded individuals who are veterans, who have their own business, and we all are trying to figure out how to get to the next point. And Action Zone helps us get to the next point because they bring a community of veteran entrepreneurs together and say, hey, this is how we can help y'all. What are the challenges y'all facing? What are the problems y'all going through? And how can we help you now, so that way you can start making money? And so when I start going to the program, it gave me a sense of confidence, because one, I'm not the only one going through it. Right here, I'm not the only one. Right here, entrepreneurship can feel alone. You see, you can feel alone because there's not enough people around you that speaking your language. They're speaking what you are going through and what you are experiencing. And so this one was so incredible. This time around is so incredible because, like, yes, launching your podcast is easy. Growing your podcast is challenging. Making money for it, it's even more overwhelming. So I'm like, out of the three, which one can I focus on? I don't need to focus on all of them. I think that was my biggest challenge, was that I was trying to focus on all of them. No. What if I focus on one particular area, and that's helping entrepreneurs grow? I'm sorry, that's helping entrepreneurs share their story so they can grow their business, or spotlight their business so they can share, so they can get more customers and share their story. And so I'm like, entrepreneurs who already have things already established. They have it established. They have it up and running. They have the team. They have the growth within it. And I'm like, but why don't a lot of people know who you are? Why isn't that, you know, a lot of people, a lot of customers have never even heard of you? And when I start to really, like, communicate with entrepreneurs, communicate with different people, I'm like, what's the challenge? What's the problem here? What I was thinking of, what I was thinking from my point of view, okay, if you launch your podcast, okay, if you launch your podcast, you gotta record. Hold on, give me 1 second. Hold on, my wife calling. Hold on. Alright, so let me see if I can see this. Alright, so right here is the lunch, and then this is you recording. I'm gonna put it right here, record. Then you have publish. Then you have publish, and then you have well, that's okay, publish says edit. You gotta edit it. Then you gotta publish. Okay, that alone, what I didn't recognize the first time around, or the first three times around, was that if entrepreneurs already have an existing business, right? They have an existing business. They have customers coming in. They have, let's just say a restaurant. Let's just use McDonald's. Since McDonald's already has an establishment, they already have the customers. They already have like a proven blueprint. Why would they want to go and start something new? Hold on. Okay, so let's use McDonald's as an example. So McDonald's, D-O-N-A-L-D, possibly is, they have burgers. I'm gonna say this is a bun. No, that's a burger. That's a burger. Burger. They got fries. Put fries. And that's what they know for, burger and fries, right? So what if they wanted to go and start something new? Now, I'm not saying that they not, but for the example, I'm just going to use the burger and fries. McDonald's is known for burger and fries. And throughout time, throughout history, they're known for burger and fries. They even have a movie and a book. One is called Grinding It Out. And the book is called Grinding It Out, of the McDonald's book. And the movie, the film is called The Founder. So they all evolve around burger and fries, burger and fries, burger and fries. In addition to that, what my biggest challenge was trying to go to McDonald's and say, hey, you should start something new. You should start this podcast. You should start putting your story out there. You should start this and leave this alone. What I didn't take in consideration was that if the entrepreneur already, since we're talking about McDonald's, since McDonald's already have the burger and fries and they've been successful for years before I've even been born. If they've been successful for years, why should I come to them with a new product? Because podcasting will be considered a new product. Why would I come to them and asking them to start something new? You see, that was my challenge. That was like, what am I doing? Like, what's going on? I'm thinking podcasting is the greatest thing alive. I'm thinking podcasting is the thing that everyone needs to have. But I didn't take in consideration that the entrepreneurs that I'm looking to serve, they already have an establishment. They already have a building. They already have a proven blueprint. So when I start to like, why does not making sense? Why does not? I was in my head because I knew that it was going to be a lot to get entrepreneurs to launch their podcast. I've helped some entrepreneurs launch their podcast. I've helped some people. But if I wanted to do it on a longer period of serving more entrepreneurs, I have to find a pain. I have to find something that they're lacking. I have to find something where I'm good at, where I can come in and help them. And as I'm coming in and helping them, I'm helping them because I'm good at one thing. You see, that one thing taught me a lesson. The lesson that it taught me is that if this the building, I'm going to put an M right there. If McDonald's already got the building, see, people need to know about the building. And when the people know about the building, they tend to go to the building. See, they tend to go to the business. They tend to go to the business owner. They tend to go and learn more about them. And what I was struggling with was identifying how to help them get more customers. You see, my podcast, Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Failure is Knowledge Podcast, it shines the light on their business. Hold on, it shines the light on their business because it is a spotlight. Hold on. Let me get spots. See, the story behind McDonald's is the story that was going to pull more customers in. I didn't recognize that and I didn't understand that. But understanding that, it gave me the blueprint that I need to put myself out there, not only as a podcaster, but as an entrepreneur podcaster who's looking to learn more about your story. You see, when the reason why I brought up McDonald's is because McDonald's has a book. See, Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, or one of the founders of McDonald's, he has a book. And not a, in addition to that, not only does he have a book called The Grinding It Out. In fact, I got it right here. I thought I had it right here. I got it somewhere. I digress. Not only do they have the book called The Grinding It Out, they have a movie, they have a film around the founder. You see, the book and the film ties into McDonald's. You see, they tell you, they show you, they give you the story behind everything. And as they are expressing and sharing their story, not only are they sharing their story, they're showing the startup phase, the startup process behind McDonald's. You see, it started to make sense to me. They don't need to start something new. The new need to be added onto what they are already doing. See, the business owners, the entrepreneurs that I'm looking to serve already have an establishment. They already have an organization. They already have a proven system. It's just that the system is not known about because people are not going there. See, that's when I understood that I was doing something different. And when I discovered that not only do I need to focus on one thing, which is helping entrepreneurs grow their business through podcasting, it's spotlighting their story so their business can be beneficial from it. Come on now. Come on now. The story is what sells. Hold on. The story is what sells. The story. Hold on, let me come back to it. Your story is what brings in more customers. Your story. You see, they told their story in so many different ways. And don't forget to mention the articles that they have or the news press that they have. I'm speaking specifically on how they are how McDonald's shared their story. And I'm like, if I can help entrepreneurs share a spotlight their story to help their business grow. Wow, I got something. I think it's called a competitive advantage. I have a different approach of helping others succeed, of helping other entrepreneurs have more customers. And throughout Failures Knowledge Podcast, I'm able to see that difference. I'm able to see that growth. And I was watching this podcast with Earn Your Leisure and Social Proof Podcast, and I'm watching them, and they literally mentioned that the people that they was able to interview are the ones who do not share their story. You see, they don't share their story because a lot of people are not coming to them to share their story. They have all this information. They have all this experience. They have all this growth. But no one is coming to spotlight their business. You see, the reason why that's so important, and then when I start to, like, it starts to make sense to me, it's because it has to be an important factor to put yourself out there. It has to be a consideration to grow your business through podcasting, because as you're growing your business through podcasting, people connect with your stories. People connect with your experience. Excuse me. People connect with you. I'm going to write that down because that one was good. Your stories will bring in customers. In addition to that, we're going to highlight that right there. We're going to bring it down. People connects to stories. People connect to stories. I watched this interview with the CEO, I think it was the CEO of Disney. And he's an older guy. He's an older, wise guy. He has a lot of wisdom and experience in his organization within storytelling. And so as I'm watching the podcast, I'm watching the interview, they're communicating, they're talking, and he was on the podcast with Dwayne Wade. And in addition to that, as they're communicating and they're sharing different stories and so on and so forth, one of the questions that was asked was, why are stories important? Or was something similar. Like, it wasn't verbatim. I'm paraphrasing. I'm quoting it. But why are stories most important? He was like, people connect with stories. If you're not sharing a story, if you're just all about the sale, what story, how are people able to connect with you? And it hit me, not right then and there, it hit me like a couple months later. Once I got done watching the film or watching the podcast, it gave me a different perception. It gave me a different perspective. It gave me a perspective of growth. It gave me a perspective of connecting. It gave me a perspective of storytelling. If you can't share a story, if you can't tell a story, why should people be interested? Like for instance, there's a movie called The Wolf of Wall Street. Towards the end of the movie, the guy who the film was made around, he had went to jail because he was doing the operation, whatever case is, he had went to jail. He got out, but he was known for selling. And when he got out, he had a pen. And he go into a conference, he go to the front row, he pulled out a pen, and he say, sell me this pen. And when he asked the guy to sell me this pen, the guy went into the abilities of the pen. Like, the pen will be able to help you write. The pen will be able to help you get your thoughts out. The pen will be useful because you never know when you need to write something down. You see, a lot of people, even when I thought about it, see, I was going to tell them, like, dude, I think the pen is good because the pen is will help you write stuff down. Like, I'm thinking about the ability of the pen. On the contrary, what if I tie a story into this pen? You see, it's the story that makes the difference. You see, I don't even know who this company is, and I'm gonna give it a story that I'm going to share. I don't even know what company it is, to be honest. I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know what company it is, but my wife got it for me. But when my wife got it for me, she not only got this pen for me, she got me a little notebook. And the little notebook was like very small, it was like very thin. Hold on, let me see if you can see. It was like, it had maybe 20 something pages. And when she gave me the pen, and at first I didn't even use it. It just sat there like, yeah, I'm just going to wait to use it. Because to be honest, I got some pens. Like, I got pen and paper. I got a whole bunch of notebooks, a whole bunch of pens, a whole bunch of notebooks, and so on and so forth. So I'm like, I really need this. And then one day she came home and she asked me, did you use the pen that I got you? And I'm like, nah, I'm waiting to use it because, like, you know what I mean? Like, I got a lot of pens. That's why I communicated with her. But then she was like, why don't you just use it now? I want to see you use the pen. So I'm like, you're going to force me to use the pen? I want to use the pen I bought one time, not your time. And so she go and grab the pen, and she grabbed the notebook that came with the pen. And she proceeded to explain that this pen right here will save you a lot of notes, will save you a lot of paper, will save you a lot of time. Because you will be able to take notes and the notes will be transferred to your phone. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I can just take a picture for that. I'm in denial of it. I can just take a picture of that, of the notes and stuff. She was like, no, you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. She was like, you know what? Get the pen out and get the notebook. Make sure you download the app. Go to your phone. Open up the app. Make sure it's connected. Connect the pen to it. Now write something. I'm looking at the paper. And the phone is right there next to me. Right? Your phone is, hello? Phone is right there next to me. And as I'm writing, I see something come on the screen. So I'm like, oh my goodness, I needed that. But it was the pen that my wife gave me that made me say I needed that. You see, the story behind this emphasized the value of the pen. The value of the pen comes from the story that's been told. You cannot make a difference if you're not willing to storytell. You cannot make a connection if you're not willing to highlight your story. If you're a business owner, you cannot have more customers if you're just selling the pen and not the story that's attached to the pen. Because people need to learn more about your story. People need to learn more about your business. And people who are looking to get into business, who are looking to get in a specific industry, need to know what you have went through so they can see a path for themselves. You see, the Failure Knowledge Podcast, we help entrepreneurs, we help businesses, we help people who have their own businesses spotlight their story so they can grow and have more customers. And when I tell you, I see the difference between that clarity between helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, make money from their podcast. Here's the difference from that. We help entrepreneurs spotlight their story so they can have more customers and grow their business. You see, it's the will to learn. And over time, the skill gets developed. The skill is what makes a difference. The skill is what a lot of people often forget. You have to be willing to develop the skill. And the spotlight highlights the skill that you have been building for years, for decades, for ages. That a lot of people just want to know, where do I start? Where do I start? So not only am I highlighting entrepreneur stories and spotlighting their stories behind their business, I myself is doing the same exact thing. Because I understand that the more I go to different places, the more I go to different events, the more I go to places where entrepreneurs are at, the more I'll be able to learn, the more I'll be able to share, the more I will be able to connect. You see, that's the difference from today and the first three challenges, or the first three attempts, was that I was gaining more clarity. Like, how can I go about having a podcast business? And, you know, it's not hard to launch a podcast. All you need is just a computer, to be honest. When I started my journey half a decade ago, I had a computer, and then I bought a microphone, then I bought a camera, then I bought an additional camera, then I bought an additional camera. But I started with my phone was my camera, because I got a couple cameras right there. My phone was my microphone, because there's microphones like inside of it. But it's not hard to start your podcast, but it is challenging to share your story. So that's what I want to share. That's what I want to share for day three. Yes, we are going in deep. We are diving in deep. And what we're going to do today, we're going to actually come in on some posts, because what I've been discovering is that I have to start reaching out to customers. I have to start speaking to customers. Not only speaking to them, but just really identifying what the problem is. And what I recognized this morning, in fact, I was like, wait, hold on. Okay, entrepreneurs. Okay, wait. If you think about it, there are a lot of communities that has entrepreneur or that there's a lot of entrepreneurship communities. Excuse me. So what if I go to the communities or go to different places or type in different hashtags and say, hey, what is your biggest challenge when it comes to getting more customers? Excuse me. And that's what we're going to do today. We are going to go to, let's just say we'll go to 10 different ones. Hold on. Let me hold up. I said, hold up. All right. So let me go ahead and what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask 10 people three questions. But as I'm asking them three questions, I'm going to go and go in their message, their private message, and ask them, like, what do you think your biggest challenge is when it comes to having more customers? I think that'll be good, to be honest. And if you really want to be honest, like, you can do it on all different platforms, because the different platforms have, I'm telling you, like, I'm starting to think that you can do it on different platforms. And so I'm going to do that right quick. Let me see. All right. Excuse me. All right, so now what we're going to do. What we going to do, I'm about to go to some groups. Okay, yeah, I'm on the right one now. All right, so we're going to come here. We're going to go to groups. Temple community. Yep. So what I'm going to do, Facebook is kind of like a public place. However, I'm going to like communicate what I'm doing and share what I'm doing and then reply. I'm going to send the reply in the message so that way you can see what I'm typing as well. And so let's do it. All right. So, yeah, did he just post right now? 2:37. They just posted. Oh, what are we on? What am I on? Okay, there we go. Alright. So, I see somebody on here, they just recently posted, and oh, I gotta add the friend first. Let me see. Well, I might just have to add them. Dang, I'm gonna have to add. I thought you can do. Dang, I thought you can do it. Let me see. Alright, so. Tell community. Okay. Alright, so I'm going to a group and I'm typing in local entrepreneurs. Local entrepreneurs. Yep, there we go. September 2nd. Aha. What I'm doing now is that I'm reading different posts, and the people who are actually coming in and responding with their business, like, oh my God, I don't know why I didn't think of this a long time ago, man. Let me see. Yep, that's crazy. Hope I don't, oh, thank goodness. I don't feel like adding a lot of people. I don't feel like adding a lot of people. All right, so there we go. All right, so I'm about to, actually, I remember sending some emails out to some people, and a lot of, some of them actually got back with me. But let me see if I can find some. Yep, okay, there we go. All right, so I did this a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, and I was like, hey, my name is Terrell Humphrey. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm looking to gain a better understanding of the challenges that podcasters face while editing their podcast. Do you mind if I ask 3 questions about editing the challenges that face? About editing and the challenges you have faced while editing your podcast. What I'm going to do, because I remember doing this exercise and it helped me a lot to understand what the problems of my customers were. And first it was podcasters, and now it's entrepreneurs. Podcasters is very niche. Like, it's nothing wrong with podcasters. What I started to learn and discover is that once you launch your podcast, okay, the next challenge is staying consistent, and the next challenge after that is making money from it. So what if I just skip the launch and the staying consistent to just go to the money aspect of it? Then now I can serve not only just podcasters. In addition to that, I can serve entrepreneurs, because a lot of entrepreneurs are struggling with getting more customers. So my niche is helping entrepreneurs make more money and have more, I'm sorry, get more customers to make more money through podcasting. And I can go to any entrepreneur to talk about getting more customers, because a lot of entrepreneurs need customers. And so that's been a, oh my goodness. That's been, what a relief, man. What a relief. I'm looking to understand challenges that entrepreneurs face while entrepreneurs face while getting new customers. Do you mind if I ask 3 questions about editing? Do you mind if I ask 3 questions about the challenges that you have with getting customers? Yep, there we go. Okay, this is the message that I sent, and this, oh my God. Okay. So this is the message that I sent. Hello, blank. My name is Terrell Humphrey, and I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm looking to gain a better understanding of the challenges that entrepreneurs face while getting new customers. You mind if I ask 3 questions about the challenges that you have faced, that you have experienced, with getting customers? Okay. I'm reading it again. My bad. I had to pre-roof it. Oh, it's called proofread it. All right, so this is what I said. Hello, blank. My name is Terrell Humphrey, and I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm looking to gain a better understanding of the challenges entrepreneurs face while getting new customers. Do you mind if I ask 3 questions about the challenges that you have experienced while getting customers? Side note, I want to come back to the camera right quick. The reason why I'm reaching out to entrepreneurs who struggle with or potentially struggle with getting customers is that I don't want to come off as salesy. Like, hey, are you struggling with customers? I can sell you this product and da 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 da. No, I want to come in and actually understand. Hey, like, do you have any challenges with getting customers? Like, I want to come in and understand. 1, the language of my customers. 2, the problem that they're facing while getting customers. And 3, the challenges that they experience while getting new customers. And so I learned that from, there's a book called The Business Model Generation, Business Model Generation. And then there's another book by the same author called The Value Proposition. Now, don't get me wrong. I haven't finished reading them both. However, I read a portion of them and gave me like a great concept of what I was doing and why I was doing it that particular way. In fact, I actually got to find the other one because I got two of them. I digress. And I learned this when I went through the Action Zone program. They mentioned that you have to communicate with your customers. Go talk to them. Go ask them. And throughout the exercise, I was going to USF during that time. And excuse me. And my ideal audience was the college students. So I was asking about the social media, like, what challenges are you facing when it comes to social media? Or when the last time you've been on social media? That's when I was trying to figure out what I was doing. It's the same concept, but every time you move through as you get a different perspective for your business, things are going to change. And oh my God, it's going to change so much. But you never lose contact with your customers. Like, you, if that's your customer, you need to go and speak to your customers. Go speak with your customers. Go where they are at. Sometimes they might be at a networking event. Sometimes they might be at online. Or you just have to find them where they are at. Meet them where they are. And go communicate with them. And by me opening up my customer base to entrepreneurs and not just one specific industry, I can talk about the same thing with different customers or different people and identify, like, what's the challenges that they all have been facing. And so that is a great lesson so far. That is a great lesson. Man, that's a great lesson. What I am going to do is I'm going to keep count with the people that we are reaching out to. Ooh. All right. What else? All right. There we go. Okay. Okay. Reached out. I'm just gonna tally mark it. Not that I need to keep anything. Let me keep it simple. Okay. Oh. Nope. Can't say that. I need a slogan for Failure Is Knowledge. I want to make a song for Failure Is Knowledge. I ain't gonna lie, that'll be good. Yeah, I want a song for Failure Is Knowledge. Oh. All right, Terrell Humphrey. All right, same message, just different name. Hello, my name is Terrell Humphrey. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm looking to gain a better understanding of the challenges that entrepreneurs face while getting new customers. Do you mind if I ask 3 questions about the challenges that you have experienced with getting customers? All right. All right. I think there's a... Hold on. I might need to... I forgot all about that name. Let me see. What is it? Okay. Yeah. That, bro, that's crazy. What the mess? Okay, so I just had a great epiphany, a great thought process, and this make a lot of sense. It, God, dog, like, it's making a lot of sense right now. Like, oh my God. So I typed in event coordinators, and social media has a place where they have different groups on there. And don't give me, okay, first off, I thought groups was a waste of time. I thought groups was like, yeah, man, that ain't gonna work for me, so I ain't gonna try to do it. I was wrong. I was wrong. What? Like, oh my, it's hard to, excuse me. God, dog, where's the water at? I'm in here trying to find a water. I can't even find a water. Here we go. Found the water. Oh, got the water. All right, so. There we go. God, go. All right, what was I saying? Okay, as an entrepreneur, they have different groups that you can join. They have different, I knew this. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you how many groups I'm in. I mean like 100-something groups. Excuse me. That's a lot of groups. That's a lot of groups to be a part of. But I didn't really know how to be a part of the group and then bring value to it. You know what I mean? So it's just it's learning on the go. But picture this. One group can have over 30-something thousand people in there. If I go to one networking event, 30,000 people are not going to be in there. I'm not saying I need to talk to all 30,000. But they already in one place. Like, they're already in one place. They're already in one place. Oh, that's, it's kind of like a cheat code. What? It's kind of like a cheat code. I remember playing PlayStation. And when I was younger, I was playing the PlayStation 2. We was playing Grand Theft Auto. San Andreas, to be exact. And as we're playing the game, and let's just say we don't have no money, and you can look up in the book, you can look up look up online for cheat codes for the game. If I don't have money, I could put a cheat code inside of the game by doing a combination of different buttons and whatever the case is, and then they go from zero to, let's just say, to $1,000. But from a cheat code. You see, the groups is like a cheat code. Going to the place where the entrepreneurs at is a cheat code. It's communicating with entrepreneurs about spotlighting their story so they can have more customers is a cheat code. But you don't know it's a cheat code until you recognize the code that you're putting in. Oh my goodness, what a lesson. What a great epiphany. Corporation, need a planner, new opportunity, learn. It say, how can this group help you the most? This group can help me learn what event planners look for when booking speakers for different events. And then event coordinators. Bro, that's crazy. That is crazy. I think why I'm so blown away from this, because now I understand how to bring value to the communities, not just go in and ask for different things, but really like just provide value. Like now I can provide value. Now I can provide value. It's crazy. All social media's probably got this. Yeah, I think all social media got this, bro. There we go.